A hope to those who sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Again, welcome to Life Eternal Ministries, Word of Eternal Life. Today we are going to read from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 onwards. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Let us pray for a moment. Thank you for this scripture word. Lord, help us to understand, help us to minister, help us hearers to follow the scripture, and bless us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus' ministry, as we continue reading, as we continue preaching about this Jesus ministry, Jesus Christ went through all towns and villages in Judea, in Galilee, in Jerusalem, different part of Israel. Jesus was preaching and teaching. As he was teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. See, this is the reason Jesus came for: heal the sick, cast out the demons, and teach and preach the word of God. As we go to this particular revelation or the prophecy which was revealed to through Jesus Christ was already being prophesied 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. We read in the book of Isaiah, the great prophet, chapter 61, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." Verse 2, "to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." Praise God. This point, I like to review this back to the book of Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus actually did this exact ministry. As we study the ministry of Jesus, we see that the prophecy of Isaiah has been spoken. This has been told 700 years before birth of Jesus Christ. And Jesus came to the earth to deliver, first of all, to preach the good news. And he started preaching the good news. What is the good news? Good news is that God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, and those who believe in him will not perish but will have eternal life. Now, that verse was written by Apostle John in Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 15. Now, as we know, Jesus started preaching in Gospel of Matthew and also in Luke and John. We can see that, we will refer to Matthew Gospel chapter 4 now, where Jesus started preaching. Jesus started preaching the ministry of repentance. First, the ministry of repentance was preached by nobody else other than John the Baptist. See, the Pharisees and scribes, they did not preach the word of God. The Pharisees and scribes, they preached whatever they wanted to be respected by people. When God sent John the Baptist, his job was to prepare the people for God's ministry. You see that in the book of Isaiah, again, the prophet who spoke about the coming of the pre-runner or the forerunner of Jesus, who was going to be preparing the way for the Lord, was actually John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. And John preached this gospel, and that Jesus picked up the same message that where John left it. When John was arrested, Jesus picked up the same message, and he preached the same message, and the message says, repent, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and the kingdom of God is at hand. And John preached the same message, and Jesus picked up the same message from there. Now, sometimes some people teach nowadays, you just believe in Jesus Christ, you don't need to repent. Now, go back in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, the last part of that, it says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Now, if you read before that, when John started his ministry, it says also in chapter 3, he preached, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, what is kingdom of God? God's kingdom is love, joy, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It is not about food and clothes. It's about the joy in the Holy Spirit, righteousness, and peace. So we receive those three things only by accepting Jesus Christ. And when we confess, our sins started melting away. In my terminology, I'm going to use that it melt away. It's like the snow melting away. When the sun rays are going to touch the snow started melting. And it takes a while. It depends on how hard the snow is. It depends on if it became ice and is stuck on the bottom of it, on the floor, right? Now we know the winter time, it is almost, you know, we are here in the northern American area, in the late states, and the snow is thicker and thicker, how far it gets stuck on the floor. Now, depends. Let us consider the snow is the way, let us think that was like a sin, the thickness of our sin, the how much of our sin, right? Now, God does not ask how much of your sin is. God all saying is repent. God never asks, let's weigh your sin. Come on, let's weigh it. Let's put on the balance and see how much sin you have done. You have one sin or 1,000 sin? Now, God never asked that question. God asking to repent. Now, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom. We were speaking about the good news. Good news is that God sent his son, the only son, Jesus Christ, his word, which become flesh, and he lived among us, to teaching us and preaching about the first time about the salvation. John prepared, told us the message was at the time in Judea, we are talking about 2025 years ago, John the Baptist preached, repent, prepare your heart, as Isaiah spoke in chapter 40, that he will come, and those whose message in the wilderness is prepare the way of the Lord. So John preached more than that one sentence of repentance. John preached about how people need to forgive, forget, and help each other. And many people came to him, even soldiers came to him. They asked, what shall we do? And he gave them answers. He gave the answer to the tax collectors. He gave answer to everyone who came to him. Now, the preparation for receiving the Messiah means, which is what John was preaching, preparing your heart. Now, first of all, when we hear the gospel message of salvation, regardless of who preaching it, it's a servant of God. And then as you hearing the message, we are preparing our heart. It's the same parable Jesus has spoken about, the sower or the farmer who went to sow the seed. When he started to sow the seed, he supposedly sowing in a good field. The field has to be prepared. It has to be plowed and put some manure or fertilizers or all kind of things you supposed to put in there, and then you straighten up the field and make sure the seeds are falling properly and spread them out correctly. So a farmer knows how to do that. But in that parable when Jesus spoke about is there is a farmer who went to sow the seed, and basically the seed fell some in the wayside, some fell in the thorny bushes area, some fell in the right prepared field. Now, for the sake of the purpose of the parable, what Jesus wanted to teach is what that parable he has spoken about. That's why we have those three different areas and also rocky places, it says. And so actually there were four areas that Jesus was mentioning. Now, good news, when you hear the good news, as you hear the word of God, God is preparing your heart. But now God prepares your heart only when you are ready to receive. When you are, it's like a snow melting. When the rays are like the word of God, the rays of the sun. Let's compare the rays with the sun with the Lord who is shining in the darkness, the light of God, the Holy Spirit shining through Christ is shining. His light is coming. His word is coming, and we are receiving that word, and it creates a field, a place in our heart, prepare it to receive it. Now, who are we going to receive? What are we going to receive? Well, we're going to receive Jesus Christ. We're going to receive the salvation. Once Jesus Christ comes into our heart by believing and accepting in him, at the same time, we will repent. Oh, yes, we forgive. We have done committed sins. We have been living we have done unforbidden things. We have done secret and public. We have done words and actions. And it is in our soul, in our spirit. And we need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says the blood of Christ, which he shed on the cross, was for the purpose of washing off our sins. If the sins just washed away our sins, the blood of Christ washed away our sins. Now, another thing about the blood of Christ is also an atonement. He sacrificed himself. The blood is an atonement for our sins. And he paid the price. So there are so many things in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive our sins, and we receive the Jesus Christ by faith, and the blood will cleanse us. And you know, this is spiritual. See, we are not getting washed by the blood like somebody is going to shower the blood on us, as it was happened in the Old Testament time. In the Old Testament time, it was a symbolical. The blood of the animal, which is similar symbolically, Jesus Christ, who is dying for your sins, and the priest is going to sprinkle some blood on you, sprinkle some blood on the altars, holy place, and most holy place, and all those locations. Now, that is for the day of the atonement. And Jesus went through preaching about salvation, the good news. See, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed Jesus Christ. Spirit of the Holy God, which is Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, why Jesus need to be anointed? He was in the earth, he became human form, though he was God inside. He needed to have that anointing as human as he was standing here. And he need the Holy Spirit anoint him, baptize him. Jesus was baptized by the power of the Holy Spirit. As soon as he baptized in the water, Gospel of John chapter 3, you want to read in the verse 11 also, here Jesus got baptized onwards. When you read that, then you see as he rising out of the water, the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and resided on him. And John the Baptist testified it and saying in the Gospel of John, you can read that, and he says that the one who I was baptizing and the one who sent me to baptize told me, which is God, that the one who received, when you baptize him, thus you see the Holy Spirit coming on him and residing on him, that is the Son of God, or that is the one who baptized you with the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus himself, as being in the earth, he got baptized in the Holy Spirit, right? Now, he took the baptism in the water, and he rise out of the water. Now, he receives the Holy Spirit sent by Father God. Now, the Holy Spirit of God came and resided on Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ did his ministry with that anointing. Now, why do we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Didn't we baptize in the water? Didn't we got saved by believing in Christ? Yes, we just need to follow Christ's principles of the scripture, principles of God. This is not man-made message. This is not man-made theology. The word of God says what Jesus Christ did, you doing exactly what, if you want to preach the gospel, you need another anointing. Well, hey, we already received it when we got saved. Yes, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came into you, inside of you, convicted you of your sin, the sin, and you repented and you received Jesus Christ. Now, why you want another baptism of the Holy Spirit? Because that's what happened with Jesus Christ and the apostles. The apostles waited and prayed, and as Jesus told them in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, there you see the Holy Spirit came and anointed them as well. Now, we all, each one of us need the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit came into us and we became saved. Now, the matter of the fact is, we need a baptism of the Holy Spirit so that you will have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which God will give it to you as you continue waiting and praying. When he saw the crowd in here, that he first healed every disease and sickness. See, why today the healing of the sick is like a miracle crusade? Because it was either for the purpose of the ministry the person wanted to do from his heart or her heart, or it is for an advertisement. See, ministry of healing has to be an advertisement. It should not be advertised. It is not to be advertised in the television and in the internet, and you need a membership of the project of the organization. You can also be part of it. No, you don't need all of those, because Jesus does not talk about it. Jesus don't teach that way. Here, he healed the sick and every disease and sickness. See, there is healing in the ministry of the gospel. When you preach the word, there will be healing afterwards. Now, how did this message was told to apostles when Jesus sent them out at the end of his ministry after he's resurrected from the dead? Jesus asked them to go the world and preach the gospel of good news. You see, if you read it, you can read that in Matthew chapter, end of the Matthew chapter 28, and also in Mark. See, in Mark, verse 15, I will choose another gospel for the sake of not only reading Matthew always. You're going to read Mark, verse chapter 16, verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. See, we are here. The creation itself, that's a mystery. In the gospel of, in the epistle of Romans, epistle chapter 8, we talk about there is a mystery. There are many mysteries we read in Ephesians and Romans and Corinthians. Paul talks about mysteries. So this time I'm not, for the sake of time, not going into, but the creation also need to be delivered, not only the people. Now, priority, I will say, in my judgment, is humanity. That's what Jesus came to save for, because they are the only one who have the soul and the spirit. Amen. And whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. So you don't believe in Jesus Christ and his message of salvation, there is a condemnation on you, which was already on you, but now it is legalized. You are condemned, and the signs will come accompany those who believe. The signs. What are the signs? In my name, they will drive out demons. In my name, in the name of Jesus. All right? Today, we don't hear much name of Jesus. We hear miracle, crusade, miracles and wonders in the name of the people who are conducting it. But we are not sure about what type of deliverance is that. Is that a true Jesus ministry or their own name? Proclaiming their name. Proclaiming their name everywhere at least 2 to 3 times throughout the message and introduction and ending also. Well, that is not what Jesus was doing. Here it says, believe, not believe will be condemned. And the signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snake with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Now, this is a little bit mystery in verse 18. Where it says they will pick up the snakes and their hands and then they will drink poison. Do you have to do that? No. Definitely, Jesus is not asking you to drink some poison to show the miracle. And Jesus is not asking you to pick up a snake. Now, there was some cult ministries that I don't know if they still exist. And some part of the United States, I have heard that they have been picking up the snakes and snakes were biting them and people were dying. You don't trust God. In the testing time of Jesus Christ, when he was in the earth, he first went through in the Judean desert, wilderness. He was tested for 40 days by Satan. So in those testing also, right, then you can see that Jesus saying to devil that you will not test your Lord, your God. So this message here is, if you end up have accidentally happen, if you end up picking up the snake, you don't go and pick up the snake. But if you have to pull a snake out of somebody, I am not sure about that. But I never have heard that ministry. Really, people are going and coming in with the snakes on them and you have to grab the snake and throw them out. No, I wouldn't do that. Well, what it is that one time Paul the Apostle was in an island in called Melita, where he was on the way to Rome for standing before the Caesar. And there he was in the island because of the shipwreck. There he was accidentally caught up by a snake in his hand when he was picking up wood in that forest area there, where he was putting the wood in the fire, where they were trying to get safety from the cold. So that's accidental. So we are talking about not go and pick up snakes and drink some poison. So you have to use your common sense. Now, what the point we read here was, your message, what you will preach, people will get saved by repenting. They will repent and they will get saved. And Jesus was compassionate to people. He was able to heal the people. Why? He was anointed by God. He was God himself, but he never took his godly power and said, hey, listen, I am God, I can do this. That's not what Jesus did. But we can see now a lot of people who probably they received the gift of healing and they go out and started doing it, and eventually, we don't know, they started making it happen. So it is the God who judge everyone. And when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. This is what Jesus' ministry is all about. It's all about people. It's not about me, it's about you. It's not about the preacher, it's about the people. Your compassion. Because they were harassed and helpless. They were harassed by the Pharisees and scribes for every little thing in the law, the way they interpreted. Moses gave the law, but every Pharisee, every rabbi, even today, every one of them have their own interpretation. And they have a lot of books about their own theology. But how much you have to walk on a Saturday, on a Sabbath day? What kind of dress? Can you wear a dress? Can you put a pin on your hat if you are a female? But you are allowed to do that. But you cannot put a shoe with laces that you need to tie them. Yeah, you're going to take time to tie the shoe. That's more time than putting a clip on your hat. See, these are the type of Phariseeism which is ruling. People were ruled by Judaic leaders that they could not save somebody. You see, even when Jesus was going to heal, he healed a man with a shriveled hand on a Sabbath day. They started judging him. But Jesus said, don't I have to heal? He's also a son of Abraham or a daughter of Abraham. Another time, a lady who was bent down, his back was bent and she was not able to stand up, and Jesus healed them. Now, the law is there, but it's not for the purpose of judging people, but you can heal somebody on a Sabbath day. You can pull your animal from the pit, and Jesus asked them, don't you do that? You pull the animal from the pit, but here I healed a man who was suffering. See, that's why he came for. Now, Jesus said, compassion, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. Today we can see a lot of places, a lot of things. Today also there is a lot of people without proper guidance, proper shepherd. Because the message they hear is all about bringing money, all about they are guilty, all about they are always wrong, all about you don't do this, you don't do that. See, the preacher who I know, a person who I was with him for some time, and today there is the same thing going on, that it's all about bringing money, controlling people. See, that's what Pharisees and scribes did. They were controlling people all the time. They were looking for money. They were looking for tithing and paying this, that, everywhere. And this is not, I'm not saying tithing is bad, it is good. God will bless you if you give from your heart. Now, the harvest, Jesus said, he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. When he saw all those multitude of people with no leadership, no teaching, no word of God, no healing, and they were struggling, and Jesus came to help them. That's what Jesus came for. I will continue this message in the next week also, because this is very important that Jesus is talking about the people with no shepherd, people with no leaders. Now we have the similar thing going on even today also, that we should pray a lot about having good leadership and good teaching of the Word of God and having heart and mind for people. May the Lord richly bless you. And this time I will conclude, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.